Astrid Chong. I am a naturopathic doctor working in Toronto. I feel that the general population is becoming a lot more open to alternative medicine in general. People are taking more initiative over their own healthcare and they want to do everything that they can. And so rather than just going in and getting a pill, people are looking more towards prevention and prevention medicine and seeing what it is that they can do. So in that respect, I believe that a lot of the general public are very open to new forms of treatment, and that includes naturopathic medicine. People are wanting to make a change and take care of their health. In my opinion, naturopathic medicine is practicing medicine using all natural means. Ideally for me, when I practice, I like to focus in on prevention. Rather than getting sick all the time and having to go in for antibiotics, which may be necessary, let's make sure that you don't get sick in the first place. So it's about taking that step back. Also with naturopathic medicine, it's based on individualized treatments. So what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another. Naturopathic medicine is more of a philosophy of how you treat and sort of getting at the root of the problem as opposed to just dealing with the problem at hand, more focusing on prevention. Using all natural means by looking at your nutrition, how you eat on a regular basis, making sure that you're getting all the necessary vitamins and minerals. Those are things that can really be used in order to help. Naturopathic medicine uses all natural means, vitamin and mineral supplementation, looking at your diet. We also learn in our practice about different botanical herbs, things like ginseng, echinacea, ginkgo biloba. These are all things that can help various problems. Also looking at acupuncture and also doing vitamin mineral injections as another alternative are some of the things that naturopathic doctors can do. I became involved in naturopathic medicine through my own personal experience. I've always wanted to do something in the medical profession. I love helping people. I realized through my own experience, I became discouraged with the medical system, and I realized it wasn't about practicing pills. And it was only going through natural means that I realized that I could do something about my body. For me, I always remember my father saying, "Astrid, it's not about popping pills," as my father is a medical doctor. I took heed in what he said and realized that if you really want to help an individual, you have to find out what the root of the problem is. There is a lot of schooling involved in becoming a naturopathic doctor. It's recommended that you have an undergraduate degree before you actually start a four-year program. So naturopathic medicine is a four-year program, and before it you have to meet the necessary requirements in order to enter into the school. The necessary requirements include the basic components that you get from university, similar to the basic requisites that you need to get into a standard medical school. So you need a biology, chemistry, biochemistry, organic chemistry, psychology, English, and all those things. In terms of the schooling, it's 4 years, of which the first 2 years are heavily based on basic sciences. With it, throughout the whole entire 4 years, we do 4 years of homeopathy, 4 years of nutritional counseling, 4 years of acupuncture, 4 years of botanical medicine. So classes are quite extensive and very long. And then out of it, you have to do 2 licensing examinations, one after the second year, and then a 4-day licensing exam once you graduate from school. So it's a long haul. I have a few challenges with the naturopathic medicine. I believe that it's not very mainstream, and a lot of people don't understand what naturopathic medicine is. There are a lot of traditional people who still believe that naturopathic medicine is considered quackery, for example, and don't know the information about what naturopathic medicine is all about and how it can help. I think in terms of challenges with respect to naturopathic medicine, it's about educating people and getting that information out there, which is definitely a challenge. Just in terms of practice, naturopathic medicine encompasses so many different modalities or therapies. Nutrition, botanical herbs, acupuncture, intravenous therapy, homeopathy, a whole slew of different forms of treatment. And so with it, a lot of naturopathic medicines have developed a forte or somewhere that they like to focus in on. I think the challenge for every naturopathic doctor is deciding how they want to practice and what focus they want to go into. Certain naturopathic doctors excel and they see mostly pediatric kids, and so they become a pediatric naturopathic doctor. Other ones are kidney specialists. Other ones really focus in on cancer treatment for patients, cancer patients, for example, or heart disease, whereas other naturopathic doctors will have a forte in nutrition or a forte in botanical herbs or in acupuncture and so on. So it's about finding what's the best way that you want to approach a patient and find the best way to help them. My personal forte is probably nutrition and vitamin and mineral supplementation. I think if you really want to help any individual, you have to make sure that they're getting all the necessary vitamins and minerals so that their body can function well and so that you can work towards finding out what the root of the problem is. I think if anyone's interested in becoming a naturopathic doctor, definitely talk to other naturopathic doctors who are in the field, possibly somewhere where you want to practice, because there is a wide range of different naturopathic doctors out there and they do practice differently. There's a few websites that you can go to run by the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors and the Ontario Association of Naturopathic Doctors, and also the school itself called the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine have some really great websites. They do tours at the school so that you can learn about the student life, and they have a whole plethora of information that you can get from. So I would do your research first before applying to become a naturopathic doctor. If you're looking to find a naturopathic doctor, definitely go to a website or check with the Ontario Association of Naturopathic Doctors or the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors, and to make sure that they are licensed naturopathic doctors. Reason being is that there are some other doctors out there or other natural healers or other practitioners of some sort that call themselves natural doctors or nature doctors or of something of that form, and they're not really true naturopathic doctors. True naturopathic doctors have graduated from an accredited university and they have a license number and they've had 4 years of training. Because naturopathic medicine is so diverse in how you practice, if you go to see one naturopathic doctor and you don't particularly like how they treat, then I would definitely suggest you go and see another naturopathic doctor, because everybody's different. It has changed my life and my outlook on life and health in general. Like I said before, I got into naturopathic medicine through my own personal experience. To give you a brief overview, I had issues with migraines when I was growing up as a teenager, and it ran in my family. My grandmother had it and so on. And it was only after seeing my own naturopathic doctor, changing my diet around, realizing that I was deficient in a few nutrients and vitamins and things, that I have been migraine free since the age of 20. So I know that there is worth and benefit to seeing a naturopathic doctor and doing something by it. So I have chosen and realized that I have to take care of my own health. I have to make sure that I'm getting all the necessary vitamins and minerals. I have to make sure that I'm responsible for my own body.